Canada Curious. This is the Yes We Canada podcast, the progressive's guide to getting the fuck out. This episode, Newfoundland and Labrador.
Hi, I'm Matt Zimbel in Montreal. As we head toward the end of season one of Yes We Canada, it's our mission to find you a place to be a Canadian. On this podcast, we head east, far east. Newfoundland is an island off the eastern coast of Canada in the North Atlantic. It's the world's 16th largest island. Newfoundland is also the freshest part of Canada, fresh because it was the last province to join the Confederation in 1949. When you get there, you'll immediately understand that Newfoundland may be side by each with Canada, which is Newfoundlandese for next to Canada, but it's Newfoundland first, Canada third, which is how third is pronounced in Newfoundland. Just like Texans love Texas and like America, Newfoundlanders love Newfoundland and like Canada. You see, before Newfoundland joined Canada in 1949, they had a referendum, and in a very close vote of 52.3% to 47.7%, they became new Canadians by a very slender margin. Are you feeling the love? Me neither. Before they joined the Dominion of Canada, they shopped around. Oh, did they ever? They considered staying with Britain as an independent colony. They also flirted with hooking up with y'all in the United States. In a 1947 poll, 80% of Newfoundlanders said they wanted to join the United States. Think of it. You could have had North Maine and South Maine. Just like the Dakotas, you could have had the Maines. You know, come to think of it, I'm not sure you guys in the States would have let Newfoundland in. I mean, you know how you are about sex, right? A little puritanical, a tad prissy, kind of prudish at times. Now, the reason you would have likely barred Newfoundland in 1949 is they have two towns with names that you may have found a little, un-American. For example, there's a hamlet on the Avalon Peninsula with a population of 228 people called Come By Chance. And if you can't get to Come By Chance, you absolutely must try out Dildo, population 250, just 37 miles west of the capital, St. John's. Like every other satirical media outlet in the world, we have talked about Dildo on the podcast before.
I will get things dildone if it's the last thing I dildo.
Newfoundland is also known as The Rock. But you really have to be from there to have the right to use that term, because the R word has been, semantically reclaimed by the people of Newfoundland. And because you're a CFA, a come from away, the R word is not a U word. Got it? Good. You rock. Newfoundlanders, particularly in the outports, speak with a very pronounced accent, and there are many local expressions that are exclusive to Newfoundland and Labrador. For example, stay where you're at till I comes where you to, which the Yes We Canada Research Department sent to the lab for analysis, and apparently it means, wait there for me bye. Many years ago, there was a huge controversy in Newfoundland when the English service of our national broadcaster, the CBC, used English subtitles for an interview with a Newfoundland fisherman from the outports while he was speaking in English. Lord Tundrin Jesus, a stern memo was written about that at headquarters, me boys. Newfoundland and Labrador. Oh, you probably notice how I keep saying Labrador after I say Newfoundland as if it's some kind of vocal tic. It's not. You must never say Newfoundland without saying Labrador, because that's its official name, and folks get some pissed if you forget. Labrador is a chunk of land across the Strait of Belle Isle from Newfoundland. Look at it on a map, and it kind of looks like Quebec's upstairs tenant. It's a big chunk of land, in fact, 71 times larger than Newfoundland, but Labrador gets second billing all the time because it only has 6% of Newfoundland's population. Labrador has been home to the Innu and indigenous people for thousands of years. But of course, it's named after a European. Because in the 1400s, the Europeans had a publicist and the Innu didn't. The Portuguese explorer João Fernandes Lavrador bumped into Labrador in 1498. João is the source of the name of the Labrador dog as well, who has likely slobbered fresh doggy saliva all over you on more than one occasion. Apologies if you're dining while listening. Newfoundland has a diverse economy, from fish to oil to fish oil. But they've also been the leading producer of some of the finest Canadian comics and humorists since 1949. They consistently export some of the finest writers, broadcasters, filmmakers, and artists in Canada. You take a smart folk with a cockeyed view of the world, put them on an island all their own, and that makes funny. Hilariously, outrageously funny. And I will declare right now, much funnier than the rest of the people in Canada. Which, of course, creates enormous petty jealousies, and the rest of Canada comforts themselves by endlessly making Newfoundlanders the butt of all jokes Canadian. Kind of like we do oh so cruelly on this show with the Appalachian folk from Tennessee. Here's an example of what is called a Newfie joke in Canada. A Newfoundlander went out ice fishing. He had no sooner cut a hole in the ice and dropped his line in when he heard a thunderous voice from above.
Attention, attention. There is no fishing on the ice.
He looked around for the source of the voice.
Lord Thunderin, is that you, God? Is that you, God?
The voice from above repeated.
There is no fishing on the ice.
God, is that you?
No, it's the arena manager. There is no fishing on the ice.
Newfoundlanders are a hard-working folk, but there's not always a lot of decent-paying gigs to be found on the island, especially since the cod fishery was decimated in the 1980s. So the story goes that the second-largest city in Newfoundland is actually in Alberta, deep in the oil patch, where there's a town called Fort McMurray. Known back on the rock as Fort McMoney, where at peak oil in 2012, 17.5% of the local population of Fort McMurray identified as Newfoundlanders. Something you will never be allowed to do, no matter how long you decide to live on the island. But more about that in a sec. In addition to our aforementioned porn town names Come By Chance and Dildo, there's another reason why Newfoundland would not really have been a good fit for you, my American exceptionalist friends. You see, the people of Newfoundland are very unpretentious and not really prone to your fawning American fascination with stardom. When the four-time Oscar-nominated American actor Will was starring in a picture being shot on the island, he was apparently getting a little too, how should we say this, a little too fussy on set, a little too big for his britches, perhaps. So one of the crew struck up a conversation with him at the craft table.
Hey, buddy, what department you working with?
Well, that ought to put a movie star in his place. And here's another good indicator of the difference between the U.S. and the Newfoundland. In 1992, the cod fishery was closed due to a lack of stock from overfishing. 35,000 people in Newfoundland lost their jobs overnight. Federal Minister of the Fisheries of the Progressive Conservative Government was Newfoundlander John Crosby. As you can imagine, the decision to close the fishery was very personal for him, and he became the face of the cod moratorium. He tried to dull the impact of the fishery loss by building programs for retraining and employment insurance, and he became known as the Cod Father. Well, as it happens, in the United States, you guys had your very own cod father, too. His name is Carlos Rafael, and he was a fishing mogul out of New Bedford, Massachusetts, who was one of the largest fishing fleet owners in America, and who currently sits in a federal penitentiary after pleading guilty to 28 offenses, ranging from money laundering and tax evasion to evading fishing quotas. It's not a fluke. It's the American way. God bless America, boys.
Oh, we'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. We'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. We'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. And we'll all hang on behind.
Modesty rules in Newfoundland. The capital and the largest city on the island is called St. John's. Locally, it's called Town. Its residents are not referred to as urbanites or extreme East Coast elites. They're called townies. And just so you know, big Canadian cities like Montreal or Toronto don't hold a lot of sway over the doings in St. John's, because depending on the availability of direct flights, it's often faster to fly to London, England to see the Queen than it is to fly to Toronto to see Drake.
This is Captain McPhail speaking. Welcome to the 6th. Thank you for flying Air Canada.
Recently, Newfoundland has become a hot property in America because of a wonderful Tony Award-winning Broadway musical called Come From Away, about how the town Gander, Newfoundland, hosted 6,000 of y'all when American airspace was shut down to everyone except members of the Bin Laden family on September 11th, 12th, and 13th, 2001. Ultimately, in 1949, you didn't get Newfoundland, but Newfoundland can still get you. Now, we've told you this before, but let's review just because it might be on your Canadian citizenship test. When you arrive in Newfoundland, you will be designated as a CFA, a come from away. But there is a path to becoming an honorary Newfoundlander by undergoing a short ceremony. Here's how. Go into any bar, and there are plenty, and take part in a ritual called being screeched in. You'll be asked to recite a short declaration, first attesting to your willingness to be screeched in, because it must be a consensual screeching. Then you will answer a question, kiss an actual cod on its lips, and then take a shot of a very strong moonshine-like rum called Screech. When you peel yourself off the floor the next morning, you are an honorary Newfoundlander, and you may celebrate by having yourself a big old Newfoundland steak, also known as fried bologna. Thanks for listening. See you next week. G'day, bye.